Who do you want to do business with? Who are you the most excited about investing your time in? And how fast do you want your business to grow? If you do individual one-on-one chats to offer your product or service to your customers or clients, your business could grow quite slowly. If you are offering your business to another organization, another team, another business that has lots of clients, lots of customers, lots of team players, lots of staff, your business could grow quite quickly. And if you have two or three big businesses that you're looking after, then within those two or three contracts, you might have hundreds, if not thousands, of people to look after. So if you have the opportunity to offer your product or your service to another big business, another organization, a team, what kind of proposal are you going to put together? Whether it's on paper, whether it's online, whether it's face-to-face, how do you make sure that that proposal doesn't waste your time, doesn't waste the other people's time, and it turns into either a long-term relationship, a long-term profitable, successful relationship where both people have a win-win in their business. Your business grows and their business is better, more effective, more productive. They do things easier, better, faster because you've become a part of their business. And obviously that all needs to come out in your proposal. So how do you do that effectively? Well, I always ask. I travel the world. I chat to hundreds, if not hundreds of thousands of people who run businesses. And whether that's the CEO of a massive organization, the preacher in a church, the coach of a team, I always ask, when people offer their services to you, when people send a proposal or they send in a opportunity for you to do business with them, why do you say yes and why do you say no? What are the things that turn you off in business and what are the things that turn you on, light you up, want you to do business with somebody? And I always keep a record of the answers to those questions, and what I'm about to share with you is all very interesting. If you are serious about growing your business by offering your services to another organization, a team, or another business. So one of the first things to be really aware of, and this comes across the board from everybody, is that if you really want to do business with this organization, why? Why is it that this business, this team, these people, this group of people are the actual people that you want to do business with? And if you really want to do business with them, wouldn't it be obvious that you've done your research? You know exactly why you want to do business with them because you know exactly what they do, and then you know exactly how you can help their business grow, improve their productivity, make their business better, faster, easier, and do it less expensively or better than anybody else can do it. And that's one of the biggest things across the board that business owners, team managers, school principals, church pastors have all shared with me, that when people give them a proposal, they come underprepared. They don't really know anything about the organization. They haven't done their research. They don't know who the CEO is or how long the business has been around for or how many churches they've got or how many outlets or franchises they've got. And they've just put together willy-nilly some kind of generic proposal. They may have Googled a little bit about the organization, but there doesn't seem to be any real passion in wanting to do business. Now, that might be because the proposal, when it came to face-to-face opportunity, the person presenting the proposal was nervous or stressed or pressured. But there's a great tip. If you actually get a face-to-face opportunity to present your proposal to another organization, it's been suggested that you don't practice till you get it right. You practice till you cannot get it wrong. You practice it over and over and over and over again so that this is something that is obviously important to you. And if it is important to you, then you'll practice. And if you practice, it shows that it was important to you and you're more likely to get the business. So who do you want to do business with? Why do you want to do business with those people? And have you done all of the research about that particular company, the team, or the organization? And if the answer is yes, you really want to do business with these people, then the next thing is that it's persistence and patience. Every single person that I've ever asked about, why did you do business with these people? The answer's always been the same, because they were the people that wanted it the most. And that comes across, of course, if you are persistent, if you have a never give up attitude. And there's some people that have shared with me that people send in a proposal 10, 15, 20 times. They never took no for an answer. One business owner shared with me that somebody called him, found out exactly where he was staying at a hotel that wasn't in the city that he lived in, and said that if the only time you can meet me is 4 o'clock in the morning, because I know that that's when you get up, then I will be in the lobby of your hotel at 4 o'clock in the morning, because I've really got something special that I'd like to share with you about how I can make your business do better. And the guy said to me, I just couldn't say no. If someone's prepared to be at my hotel at 4 o'clock in the morning, then I want to find out why. So if you really want this, if this is the organization that you want to do business with, you will have done your research, you know everything about the organization, and now you're never going to give up. And that's the really important thing, because everything after that is easy. If you've decided that you are not going to give up, it means you can never fail. Because as I share constantly, the only definition of failure is if you give up. So if you never give up, you never fail. So when you're putting your proposal together, what you now need to consider is what's going to make you unique and different and memorable to all the other proposals or the people proposing that this team or this organization will come in contact with. And that's something that all the business owners always share with me, that most business proposals look exactly the same. They're boring, they're black and white, they're the same. It's a bit like resumes and CVs. People seem to have this thing in their headspace that I have to do it the same as everybody else. But it doesn't work. If you look the same as everybody else, you just become part of the crowd. So what are you going to do that makes your proposal look unique and different from anybody else's? Now, that could mean the way you present it. It could mean the way you deliver it. It could mean the colors that you use. It could be that it comes in a bottle. It comes in a pretty box. It comes with a bunch of flowers. It comes in a shoe. These are all examples of business owners that have shared with me. This proposal rocked up on my desk. It was inside a shoe, or it was inside a big box with a bottle of wine. Things that make what you're going to do stand out, what makes you unique and different. The important thing is memorable, so that even if this organization doesn't do business with you today, in the future, when that opportunity arises, you don't want them to be thinking about anybody else. They have to remember the girl that rocked up with the yellow hat, or the man that rocked up in the monkey suit. What's going to make you memorable, stand out different from any other person that's proposing the same thing that you may do at any stage? So always think about different, unique, and memorable. And unique's the really important word, because that means nobody else does what you do. So the next thing to be aware of then, you're going to be unique and different, but is it possible that every other organization is unique and different? And that's why your research is so important. For some organizations, it might be incredibly important to send a very official, perfectly typed, most professional letter, and it needs to be delivered in the most professional way, because that's how that organization does business. And another organization might love it if you do a handwritten note, but you don't know and you have to find out. So you have to find out who is the right person to talk to, how to contact them in the most effective way that they will like. And that just requires research. But if this is really important to you, then of course you'll do your research and you'll find out exactly how to communicate with the right person, so that you're actually going to be sitting in front of, or your proposal will be in front of, the person who actually makes the decisions. And that all comes through the research that you do. So then the next thing is, when your proposal's being read, the people that are reading it now need to believe that you are the expert in this area. You can actually solve a problem, and you can do it better, faster, less expensive than they're doing it now, or better than anybody else can do it for them. And how are you going to do that? Now, a lot of people, when they put together a proposal, it's all about me. This is what I've done, and these are my qualifications, and these are my experience, or this is my experience, and I'm awesome. And a really important thing to remember, and this is something that business owners share with me across the board, is people don't care about you. I know that sounds harsh, but they actually don't. Business people don't care about you as a person. They care what you can do for them and their business. So if you really believe that your qualifications and your experience and your story is going to make you sound better for that particular product or service, then you may add that in. But great question to ask. Is it about what you've done, or is it about what you can do for that particular organization? So you may then include This is what I'm going to do for you, and this is how I can do it because. So this is what I'm going to do. This is how I can do it, and I can do it because I've got 30 years experience, or I've got this many clients who have achieved the same result, or I've got testimonials to prove it. However, just talking about yourself is incredibly boring, and most people won't make it past page one, or they'll be sleeping 1 or 2 minutes into the face-to-face conversation because nobody actually cares about you. And I really need to get that point across because that's what business owners have shared with me. People come in with a proposal and all they do is talk about themselves. So ultimately, it's not about you. It's about what you can do for the organization. So when you've done all your research and you know the right person to send the information to, do you call them? Do you go there? Do you send it? And you've got to find out. It might be that you've got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and go and see the CEO at their hotel. It might be that you just keep calling and calling and calling until the secretary says to the boss, you have to talk to this woman. She's called here 75 times. It might be that you send a fantastic proposal in a big bunch of balloons, but you have to find out the best way to do it. But don't send that proposal until you've done your research and you can answer all of the questions that anybody would ask you. And you are really confident that you've got not just that you can answer the questions, but you've got in-depth knowledge about that organization. You've done all the research you could possibly do about what that organization does. Now, interestingly, now you'll never use that information directly. And this is the interesting thing. When you go for an interview, for a job interview, for example, it's really important that the interviewer knows that you have done your research. But if you are answering questions, I always ask this question, who's in control of the conversation if you're answering the questions? And if you go to a meeting where you want to put together a proposal for a business and these people are just asking you questions, you will revert back to, and we all do, it's human nature, we revert back to, I'll answer the question. And it becomes almost defensive. What you want to have done is got so much information about this organization that you can ask the really intelligent questions about that organization to prove that you've done your research. But ultimately, it's not about you answering questions. It's about you being in control of the conversation and being able to ask the right questions to get the right answers. Now, I have gone over and over and over this series of questions with every CEO and every top manager and every business owner and every coach and pastor and leader of an organization, and every single one of them has shared exactly the same thing with me. Rowie, people don't do that. We would love it if people came into our organization with a proposal but actually asked us questions. And I'll just take you through the most beautiful series of questions, and you're going to say, yes, I already know those, Rowie. I know the W questions. But let's just say you're putting in a proposal, and I use an example that just came up in the last couple of days, where a top-level exercise professional has the opportunity to go into a large chain of retirement villages and offer their services as an exercise professional for the team at the retirement village. So the staff at the and there's a chain of these villages are stressed, they're tired. They need a wellness program because they're looking after mature people who have got lots of chronic illness, and the team needs to be looked after. So there's an opportunity now to go and chat to the owner of the chain of retirement villages. So I'll just use this as a real life example. So you could say, yes, this is what I can do for you. This is how much it's going to cost. This is how often I need you to employ me for, or to contract me into your business for. And I've been doing this for X number of years, and this is my experience. And that's how most people would put a proposal together. However, the person that owns this organization, if you've done your research effectively, number one, you'll know who it is. You'll know a little bit about their personality profile and what kind of person they are. And ultimately, it doesn't matter who you talk to, everybody has interest in themselves, not in you. So I'll put this into some really exciting, into a concept that is easy to understand, and it's really exciting. So what exactly do you want me to do for you? I've researched your organization. I've been to your retirement villages. I've chatted to your team. I've chatted to the people who live in the retirement village. I've got a general idea of what you might want from me, but I think it would be disrespectful for me to think that I know what you want. So please, sir, share with me what it is that you need me to do. What exactly do you want? Now, interestingly, you may not need to ask another question after that, because a person who understands their business, they're the owner of the business, they'll tell you, hey, we want this and this and this and this and this and this and this, and they'll just keep talking. And you lean forward, maintain eye contact, actively listen. And if the person finishes talking, and always pause before replying because you want to make sure that they have actually finished talking, then you would paraphrase back. So what you're sharing with me, sir, is that you have some challenges with your team who are tired, they're stressed, they need to be looked after, and you want to make sure that your team has a well-rounded lifestyle, not just stressed and pressured all the time. So you would paraphrase back. If you haven't got enough information in that initial question, so what exactly do you want from me? The next question is really important, which of course is, you've shared with me this is what you want. Perhaps go into a little bit more depth and tell me why. Why is it really important to you as the owner of the business that these people are not stressed, that they're not challenged, and that they have a well-rounded lifestyle? Share with me a little bit more why this is really important to you to make this happen. So where exactly do you want this to happen? Is it a ongoing thing? Is it in every one of the retirement villages? Do you want to have it in the staff rooms at the retirement villages? What does it look like for you? If you had the perfect person creating a wellness program for your team, where would you put me and where would it happen? And create a visual. So when exactly do you want this to happen? Is this really important to you? Is it urgent? Have you got people that really need my help now? Or is this something we're going to do a step-by-step plan and implement it slowly? Which is more important to you? A quick, urgent, quick fix? Or are we going to do this over a long period of time? What's the exact day, date, and time that you would like to get this started, have this implemented, and to start seeing results? So it's what do you want? Why do you want it? Where will it happen? And specifically, what day, date, and time do you want it to happen? Now, these are the beautiful sales questions that, as I shared before, every other CEO that I've ever chatted to, every HR manager, every person in business always shares with me, Rowie, it would be awesome if somebody came into our business with a proposal and actually asked those questions. They just never do. So I'll start again. What do you want? Why do you want it? Where exactly do you want it? And what specifically day, date, and time do you want it to happen? Now you need to create some emotion. So share with me, please, sir, how this will feel for you as the business owner if we can see some very specific results on your team being happier, being less stressed, feeling less under pressure, being healthier, fitter, and stronger both mentally and physically. How will that feel? If nothing happens and we don't do anything, we don't implement everything, how will you feel if in a week's time, 6 months' time, 12 months' time, the team gets worse? What will that do for the business? So how will you feel if we do achieve a goal, and how will you feel if things get worse? So share with me, sir, are we on track or off track to making this happen? Obviously, I'm sitting in front of you today, so you must be very serious about this opportunity to help your team. Are you on track to making this happen as quickly as you've shared with me that it's important to you? Next question. You're obviously an astute business person. You know what you're doing. You employ lots of people. If you were your own high-performance wellness coach, what advice would you give your team, would you give yourself as the business owner, to make sure that this wellness program gets implemented as quickly as possible? If you were giving yourself advice, what advice would you give yourself, sir? Now, what specifically do you want from me? As the wellness coach, as the person who, yes, I specialize in making sure that people are healthy, fit, and strong, both mentally and physically. However, I don't want to assume that I know what you want from me. So what specifically do you want me to do to make sure that the outcome happens? And what barriers have held you back in the past? So I'm sitting here today. We want to make sure this happens for you. But what's happened in the past that either has stopped you from doing this, or you haven't thought about doing it, or what could be some of the barriers that hold us back going forward? Do you think there might be challenges with any of the staff, any of the time frames that people have to come and see me? What could be some of the barriers or reasons why this won't work? So you talk about those things right up front. Now, when you put a proposal together, you can put all of those questions into a written proposal. But why would you do it written? why not do it as an audio or a video? If you really want to do something unique and different, why not talk directly to the person who's going to be making the decisions, exactly like I am now? Do an audio into your phone and send it to them in a file as a link, or do a video and talk directly into the camera and say, this is who I am, this is what I'm proposing, this is how I can add value to your business, and then ask those questions very specifically directly into the camera. What exactly do you want from me? Why is this so important to you? Where would you like it to happen? What's a specific day, date, and time that you would like it to happen? How will you feel when it does happen? How will you feel if it doesn't happen? Are you on track or off track to making sure that it does happen? If you were giving yourself advice about making sure that it happens, what advice would you give yourself? What specifically do you want from me to make sure that this thing happens for you? And then what barriers have held you back in the past? That series of questions is very, very powerful. I'm going to share with you again that every manager, owner, CEO, CFO, doesn't matter who I've chatted to in business, I always ask them, has anybody ever taken you through this series of questions when they've offered you a proposal to do business with you? And the answer's always been no. And I can't understand the disconnect, because they're not only are they a very powerful series of questions, but it's just common sense. How can you do business with somebody if you don't know exactly what they want, why they want it, where they want it to happen, when specifically they want it to happen, what's the emotional attachment to it? So is it important to have it happen versus not happen? What exactly do they want from you, and what exactly are they prepared to do? If you don't know those things, how could you even put a proposal together? So that might mean that you have that great conversation with this group of people, with the boss, with the coach, with the team leader, and then you get back to them with, yes, I can do that, or no, I can't do that. Now, the other beautiful thing is that you are also interviewing these people to be your clients. If you don't want to do business with them, you'll find out pretty quickly during this process. The way they treat you when you are proposing to do business with them, it's very likely that's the way they're going to do business with you when you are doing business with them. So if they're positive and progressive and you feel like this is something that you want to do, then you would go forward. But if you feel like, hey, these people are really not part of who I am, they don't have the same core values as me, I don't actually want to do business with them. And that comes with the way they treat you. You might happily stand up and say, look, thank you very much. Having spent time with you, I realize that I'm obviously not the right person to do this for your business, but I would love to find or help you find the right people for you, because I'd like to keep the relationship going. And that's the really interesting thing that, once again, the business owners have shared with me, that people don't follow up. They don't keep the relationship going. So we might not have wanted that particular product or service at that particular time, but if a person got a no, we never heard from them again. And if we wanted that same service or product in the future, we never went back to them because they never followed up. So one of the really important things about any relationship in business, or any relationship, is that if you really care, if you really want to do business with somebody, then you've got to keep in contact. You've got to follow up. You've got to make sure that they feel like they're part of what you do. So is it possible that the biggest businesses in the world, the largest teams, whether it's Manchester United or an NBA basketball team in America or a rugby union, All Black team, doesn't matter. Is it possible that all of those organizations are run by people, real people who have feelings, they've got emotions, they have good days and bad days, they've got families and partners and pressure and stress? And if you can come into their organization and do something that's going to make their life easier or better or save them money or make them laugh or get them fitter and stronger, just something that adds value to their life, is it possible that they'll want to do business with you? And that's really the simple part of putting a proposal together. How can I add value to this organization so that whatever money they pay me, it's going to be worth so much more in time, in saved money, in the way I make their business better? And they're the things that you need to point out when you put a proposal together. Then last but not least, obviously when you are putting any kind of written proposal, whether you talk it, whether you write it, whether you type it, whether you video it, you have to be aware of the rules of marketing. And the number one rule, of course, is that what's in it for me? WIFM, why would I want to do business with you? And you need to clearly define why a business or team would want to contract you into their business. And that's the here's how I can add value. The rules of marketing, AIDA, get people's attention, which is obviously the headline, create interest, which is what you can do for them, create desire, which is how they, the most important thing about desire is that they would want to contract you because they really feel that you could add value to their business. I want this woman, this man, this business, this organization to come into our business because I really feel that they can help us do whatever we do faster, better, less expensive. They're going to add value to our business. And that's what the desire part is. I want to get this person into my business because they're going to make my business better. And then, of course, action, the AIDA part, the last A is action, which is the details of how it's going to work. And unfortunately, most people, when they put a proposal together, they start with the details. They start with how much, how often, where it's going to be before they find out what do you want and why do you want it and where do you want it and when do you want it and how will you feel if you get it and how will you feel if you don't. They tend to start with here's how much it costs and here's how often, and there's no relationship building. So do you need to add those things in? Maybe, but that's right at the end. So how are we going to action this particular process? How are we going to make sure that what I do for you is going to be effective would be the last part of AIDA. So how do I get people's attention, create interest, create desire, and then get them to take action? And the really interesting thing about all of that is it's the same for everything that you do in business. If you're writing a business proposal, if you're putting a website together, your Facebook page, a CV or a resume, a brochure, a business card, it's all about what you can do for other people, not how good you are or how much experience you've got or how many qualifications you've got. People don't care about you. They care about what you can do for them. So if your business proposal will share that clearly, succinctly, and most importantly, personally. Because business isn't business. I don't do business with a business. You don't do business with a business. We do business with people. And people, real people, as I shared, is it possible that they have good days and bad days, relationships and challenges? Is it possible that there's stress and pressure in their life? And if you can personally help them with any of those things, is it possible that your business proposal will be successful? And is it possible that all you need to do in your business proposal is show people how you can add massive value to their life? Woohoo!